Okay, thank you very much. Okay, I would like to call to order this September 26, 2024 meeting of the MODL Planning Advisory Committee. It is now 7 p.m. or 1900 hours. And I'd also like to acknowledge that we are on Mi'kma'ki, the traditional territory of the Mi'kmaq people. And we have joining us via Teams are Keith Drysdale and Councillor Kathy Moore. So welcome. And we have two regrets tonight. We have the mayor, Mayor Carolyn Bolivar-Getson, and member-at-large Larry Hagel. An opportunity will be provided to all citizens to address the committee on each agenda item shown on this agenda or added to the agenda by the committee. Individuals who wish to address the committee are asked to note the following. On each matter of the committee's agenda, the chair will seek public comment upon the completion of staff's presentation. Each person shall state their name. All statements and questions shall be directed to the chairperson. Presentation shall be limited to 10 minutes. Persons wishing to address the committee a second time will be given opportunity to do so once all others in attendance have had the opportunity to address the committee. Persons addressing the committee for a second time shall limit their presentations to 5 minutes. I'd like a motion to approve the agenda. Has everybody had an opportunity to review it? Okay. And that's Councillor, oh, sorry. Yeah. Councillor Greek. And a seconder, Councillor Vino. Have we got any omissions or anything to add? Any errors? No? Okay, I'll call the question then. All in favor signify by raising your hand. Contrary minded, if any. And the motion is passed. Thank you. Now, the approval of the minutes. Again, these are the minutes going way back, if anybody remembers them at all. Thursday, February the 22nd, 2024. Has everybody had an opportunity to review those minutes? Okay. So I would like to have a motion to accept those minutes. Okay, Councillor Vino, do we have a seconder for that? Okay, Member at Large, Ann Mick. Are there any concerns? Okay, I'll call the question. All in favor? Contrary minded, if any? Thank you, everybody. Are there any, or is there any business arising from the minutes, Jeff?
I can just give a quick update on the two items that were in the business last time. So they were Heritage Advisory Committee matters. So you had a proposed alteration to the New Elm Union Church. And I can say council accepted that recommendation. There was also the Heritage Advisory Committee recommendation that council approve an amendment to the heritage property policy to deem accessibility enhancement as non-substantive alterations, provided they don't change the character-defining elements, and that was also adopted by council.
Okay, thank you. It's noted here that we do not have any planning advisory committee matter. Is that still the case, Jeff?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. So we do have one heritage advisory committee matter, and that's an application to alter a municipal heritage property, being Christ Church at 455 Northfield Road in Maitland. And we have a heritage planner with us tonight, Anna Giblin. Are you going to introduce the topic, Ms. Giblin?
Yes, I can.
Okay,
do that.
Thank you very much.
So good evening, everybody, the members of the Heritage Advisory Committee. My name is Anna Giblin. I'm a Planner 1 and the designated Heritage Planner here at MODL. Tonight, I'm presenting on a proposed alteration to a municipal heritage property, the Christ Church in Maitland. So following bylaw 043, subsection 10.1, planning staff received a letter on September 5th, 2024, requesting an exterior alteration to Christchurch, a registered municipal heritage property located at 455 Northfield Road in Maitland. The request was to replace one side of the church's roof with gray asphalt shingles. The church's existing roof has a green asphalt shingled roof that has faded over time. The justification for alteration is one, that the roof requires replacement, and two, the existing shingle color cannot be sourced. Staff reviewed the proposal against Council's policy for the review of alterations to municipal heritage properties. Section 6.1b regarding the replacement of existing materials where no change in size, style, placement, orientation, or materials is deemed a non-substantial alteration. However, Section 5.1c regarding changing the color scheme of the structure is deemed to be a substantial alteration. Therefore, this proposal is considered a substantial alteration and requires the review and recommendations of the Heritage Advisory Committee and Council's approval. On September 18th, staff completed a site visit and noticed that the work to replace the shingles was already underway. At this time, the work has been completed and half of the church now has a gray-black shingled asphalt roof. Since the southeast-facing side of the church roof was in greater need of replacement, that is the side that was replaced. The reasoning for only replacing a portion of the roof is due to lack of funding. So the question for the advisory committee tonight is whether the proposed alteration adversely affects the heritage aspects of the building's exterior architecture by replacing one side of the church's roof with gray-black asphalt shingles. So some background. Christchurch was registered in January 2001 as a municipal heritage property. The reasons for its designation that were associated were the age of the structure as it was constructed in 1866, its local historical significance as it served a very broad region in its early years as far as New Germany, and its unique architecture and construction with Gothic Revival design and Greek Revival ornamentation. So the table on this slide here shows all of the church's character-defining elements. I'm not going to go through them all, but I will point out a few. While some of the character-defining elements do relate to roof features, such as the cross-gable roof, the tower covered with wooden shingles, and the steeple featuring wooden shingles with a decorative band of shingles, the color of asphalt roof material has not been identified as a character-defining element. In the past, the steeple of Christchurch has undergone exterior repairs. However, the steeple is considered a character-defining element. In that case, Council required the similar materials and colors be used to maintain the steeple's original architectural design. While the existing green asphalt shingles match some of the other character-defining roof elements, the color of the roof itself is not a character-defining element. Additionally, asphalt shingles were invented after the building's construction, so the use of asphalt shingles is not original to the structure. While the church's cross-gabled roof is considered a character-defining element, changing the color of the roofing material will not alter the roof shape or other roof elements. So staff's opinion is that changing the shingle color from green to gray-black will have minimal impact on the overall character-defining elements of the structure. So under the standards and guidelines for the conservation of historic places in Canada, this type of alteration falls under rehabilitation treatment since it involves replacing a deteriorated feature. For rehabilitation projects, the standards and guidelines recommend Standard 7, evaluating the existing condition of character-defining elements to determine the appropriate intervention needed, using the gentlest means possible for any intervention. Standard 8, maintaining character-defining elements on an ongoing basis and repairing character-defining elements by reinforcing their materials. Standard 11, conserving the character-defining elements when creating any new additions and making the new work physically and visibly compatible. So the left photo here is a photo of the church's roof, what it looked like prior to having the roof replaced with the shingles. And the photo on the right is what it looks like now. now that it's been replaced with the new roof shingles. These photos are of the northwest side of the church. The other side, that will remain the same. At this time, there are no plans for this side of the roof to be reshingled. You can see here how the green-colored shingles have faded over time, but how they once matched the paint detailing quite nicely. And these are some additional photos of the completed work and the church's current state. So in conclusion, although changing the color scheme of a structure is considered a substantial alteration, in this case, the color of the roofing material is not considered a character-defining element. The church's cross-gabled roof, which is a character-defining element, has remained structurally unchanged by this alteration. If anything, this work helps preserve the structure along with its many other character-defining features. Therefore, staff recommends that the Heritage Advisory Committee consider making a positive recommendation to Council, permitting the alteration of changing the color of half of the roof with gray-black asphalt shingles. So I've prepared this motion for Council if the committee decides on recommending approval of this alteration. It reads that the Heritage Advisory Committee recommends to Council to approve the proposed alteration to the municipal heritage property of Christ Church, located at 455 Northfield Road, Maitland, by permitting the change in color of asphalt roof shingles on the structure. And that's everything for me. Thanks.
Okay. I have a question first before I throw it over here.
Yeah.
It's on the photographs that are further back. It looks like the color of the paint detailing is gray, but it is still green, is it?
Yeah, I'll go back to those pictures. Do you want me to? Or?
Sure, yeah, if you could.
Yeah, sorry.
Some of them, they appear to be gray, but if they're, you know,
it's still green.
Yeah, it's just the sun on them,
yeah,
I imagine.
Yeah, yeah, the lighting, unfortunately, wasn't great that day. So.
Okay.
You can tell me which slide you'd prefer, but...
Yeah, that one looks like it's gray, but, you know, mm-hmm. What do I know about colors? And the other thing I wanted to ask about, half the roof is already, like, replaced. So is the other half of the roof leaking right now, too, and it's in great need, so they're really dependent on
the other half
approving that?
I talked to them, and they said there's no plans to reshingle the other side of the roof.
It's still good, then.
So it's still fine.
Okay.
I believe it was more so that the other side was receiving a lot more damage from the sun, like more weather, so that side deteriorated faster than this side here.
Okay, we've dealt with a few of these in the recent past, and mm-hmm. most of them have been replacement with a steel roof.
Mm.
And, of course, that over time will protect the rest of the building, you know, with the heritage or mm-hmm. Defining features a lot better. And did they ever consider that before they replaced half of the roof?
I think due to lack of funding, like a metal roof costs a lot more than shingles. So
just
considering
curious.
The fact that they could only get one side reshingled, I can't, it's probably due to funding.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, yeah.
All right. Well, that's all I have. But, you know, sure. I'd like to see if there's any other comment. Councillor Bell, you were...
I was just going to speak in favor of the recommendation by the planning department. And I do understand that a lot of these large churches in rural communities, the congregations are small and they're struggling just to keep the building in repair. And if this particular congregation is telling us that they're having difficulty even thinking of a steel roof, I would not want to be making a recommendation to them that that's a requirement. To me, it's more important keeping the structure open and in the community and available to the community. So I will support the motion as it's presented here, and I would even consider making the motion, but I'll let other people talk.
Thank you so much. Not that I know a lot about roofs, but I know a little bit. The old shingles on the roof appear to be the 3-tab and the new ones architectural. So they are taking a step up with that. 3-tier are hard to come by, especially in the color green. So I think that they took a situation and rectified it to protect the church. So I don't think we should hold them at fault for that. We'll also be in favor of supporting the motion. And as Councillor Bell said, these small churches are held together by the community. And most likely those were volunteers that got up on the roof that day and did what needed to be done. And I'm sure they'll come together to get that other side done when they need to. So I will also support the motion.
Thank you. Are there any comments or concerns? Yeah, Ann Meck. Sorry.
I just have one question. Was there a reason why they fixed the roof before they got permission? I'm guessing it's just because it's a roof and it's leaking and they had to do it, but...
Yeah, I think they requested that, like, they notified the municipality, but they had the contractors lined up, and in this climate with contractors hard to get, they had to take it when they could, and had they waited, winter would have come, so it was timely in that.
Oh, fully regard. Understand. Yeah. That's great. Thanks.
Are there any other comments from the committee? So at this time, we do have somebody in the galley or the gallery, and give you an opportunity to make a comment or two if you'd like.
I will make a comment, actually.
If you just state your name and where you live.
It's Crosland.
Yeah, put the microphone on, please.
The microphone is turned on from here.
Okay. Oh.
I'm Elizabeth Crosland.
Just one sec. We have to get it done. Okay, now you can go ahead.
No?
It's not on?
You could use this one. Yeah. Do you want to sit here?
It's
not on.
Is it on?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, that's fine. You can go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, I'll try again. I'm Elizabeth Crosland. The reason this interests me is because it's my husband's community family church. And I was campaigning the other day when they were up on the roof and spoke to some of the congregation actually while I was there. And they were talking, just as you commented, about congregation being small. They couldn't source the shingles, you know, but it was leaking, so they had to get it done. So I appreciate this. It's a beautiful old church, if anybody ever has the opportunity to go in it. And I'm happy that you support the motion to keep it with the heritage policy.
Okay, thank you for your input.
Thank you.
So if we're ready to deal with the motion, Councillor Bell, would you be prepared to make the motion?
To the chair of the Planning Advisory Committee and other committee members, I move that the Heritage Advisory Committee recommends to Council to approve the proposed alteration to the municipal heritage property of Christ Church, located at 455 Northfield Road, Maitland, by permitting the change in color of asphalt roof shingles on the structure. I so move.
Okay, thank you. Do we have a seconder to that? Okay, we have Councillor Michelle Greek. Do we have any other concerns or questions? I'll call the motion then. All in favor, please signify by raising your hand. Contrary minded, if any. Motion is passed. Thank you. So we do not have any added items, I understand, then, Jeff? Nothing in camera? Nil. So the next meeting date is to be announced. You don't have a date, I guess, at this point.
No, your regular meeting would be the fourth Thursday in October, but that's just after the municipal election, and the... members won't be sworn in by that time.
Right,
and then it's like the swearing in is like a couple of days before the November. So it will be at the call. We need to get the committee council members back and appointed to a committee before we schedule that.
All right.
We do have two members at large terms that expire as well. So there will be a reappointment of some members at large, and council needs to appoint councillor members.
All right. Thank you. So we're at the point of adjournment. Can I have a motion to adjourn? Get Councillor Bell. Do we have a seconder on that? Do we need a seconder? Okay. Councillor Vino again. All in favor, signify by raising your hand. Thank you. Motion is passed. We are adjourned. Thank you for your input, everybody.